Prime Minister Narendra Modi on January 20 distributed 71,000 appointment letters to newly inducted recruits in government departments and organizations via video conferencing. Addressing the Rozgar Mela, PM Modi remarked that this is the first Rozgar Mela of 2023, which brings the precious gift of employment into the government fold for the 71,000 families. The Prime Minister congratulated the new appointees and noted that these employment opportunities will infuse a new ray of hope not just in the appointees but also among crores of families. The Prime Minister informed that lakhs of new families will get appointed to government jobs in the days to come as Rozgar Melas are being organized regularly in NDA-ruled states and union territories. He informed that the Assam government organized a Rozgar Mela only yesterday and states like Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Uttarakhand are going to organize it very soon. Addressing the Rozgar Mela, best wishes to the newly inducted appointees. https://t.co/1ja5okfix. Narendra Modi, at Narendra Modi, January 20, 2023. PM Modi said that, regular Rozgar Melas have become a mark of this government. They show that whatever resolution is taken by this government is realized. PM Modi further added that the transparency and speed of this recruitment process today characterize every aspect of the function of the government today. PM Modi recalled the time when even routine promotions were mired in delay and disputes. He said that his government has addressed such issues and ensured a transparent process. Transparent recruitment and promotion generate trust among the youth, he said. Referring to many government servants taking online courses on IGOT Karmyogi platform, PM Modi said that in addition to official training, this platform has many courses for personal development. He said that self-learning through technology is an opportunity for today's generation. PM Modi gave his own example and said that he has never allowed the student in him to die. Attitude of self-learning will improve the capabilities of the learner, her institutions and also the capabilities of India, he said. The Prime Minister also interacted with the appointees on the occasion. Suprabha Biswas from West Bengal, who got her appointment letter for Punjab National Bank, was the first to interact with the Prime Minister. She thanked the PM for the quick completion of the formalities of the appointment and the opportunity to serve. The Prime Minister also asked about her continuing studies. She explained her association with the IGOT module and elaborated upon the benefit of the module. PM Modi also inquired about the promotion of digital transactions in her job and expressed his happiness about the girls taking new strides in every field. Faisal Shaukat Shah from Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir, who got appointed as a junior assistant in NIT, Srinagar, also interacted with PM Modi and informed that he is the first member of the family who landed a government job. The Prime Minister asked him about the impact of his appointment on his peers. Faisal informed the Prime Minister that his friends are feeling inspired to join a government job. He also conveyed the benefits of IGOT module. The Prime Minister said that he is confident that thorough youth like Faisal, Jammu and Kashmir, will reach new heights. He also asked the young appointee to keep on learning. Vani Chom from Manipur got her appointment letter as a nursing officer at AIIMS, Guwahati. She said it was her dream to be in the health sector in the Northeast. She, like others, is the first appointee in a government job from her family. PM Modi asked her about the obstacles that she faced during the selection process, if any, and also asked her to share her experience. She also conveyed her desire for continuous learning. She also informed about sensitization and learning about the provisions dealing with sexual harassment in the workplace. PM Modi congratulated her for the appointment in the Northeast region and said that the government is committed to the development of the region. Raju Kumar Adivyam from Bihar got his appointment letter as a junior engineer in Indian Eastern Railways. Raju explained his journey and conveyed his desire to go further in life. He also talked about the support he got from his colleagues and family. Raju has done 8 courses on Karmyogi Prarambh course and benefited a great deal from the course on stress management and code of conduct. He told the Prime Minister that he will try for the civil services exam of UPSC. The Prime Minister wished him well for his journey. The Rozgar Mela is a step towards the fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord the highest priority to employment generation. The Rozgar Mela is expected to act as a catalyst in further employment generation and provide meaningful opportunities to the youth for their empowerment and participation in national development.